There are another couple of rondos. Two rondos by Michel Blavé, who was born in 1700.
Thank you.
interesting to have a flute made out of an old gnarled root. A root flute. Can you toot the root flute? Oh. So there's not much music written specifically for the unaccompanied tooted root flute, except Pink Panther and a few other hot numbers. So I've had to steal some music. And this is a suite for solo cello by Bach. And it's in several movements, a prelude, allemande, courante, sarabande, minuet, gigue. So pretend this is a cello. That's what I'm going to do anyway.
Which one is it?
It's the first one. Thank you. Will Smith, the fellow that wrote this piece, is a composition teacher at the University of Washington, and he directs the contemporary group there, which does all sorts of wild and bizarre music. But he's also a composer, and in fact, he's a jazz clarinetist as well, and played at one time with Dave Brubeck. That's who it was, yeah. But, and he has his group in Pioneer Square in Seattle that plays off and on every once in a while. It's really fantastic jazz clarinet, and he does all sorts of strange things. For instance, he has a little box, electronic box that is his microphone feeds into, and when he pushes a little switch with his foot, all of a sudden it electronically transforms his clarinet tone so that it splits into five clarinets at once all of a sudden. Well, actually, and it's an octave divider. It makes the sound of his clarinet go down an octave or two octaves if he wants to, or up an octave, and it can have those extra sounds play with the sound that he has at the moment coming out of his clarinet, or he can just choose one of the sounds to come out of the speakers. Anyway, he does all sorts of really strange, neat things. And this is a piece by Bill. Hit it, Bill! Tribute to the Flute. Text by Carl Friedrich Schubart, 1806. And from Castile Blaze's Dictionary, 1833 to 1851.
It demands the fullest breath, and such a sound and masculine embouchure that only few people are fit physically to play it in a masterly manner. For a long time, it was used only for accompaniment. But the Germans were the first to wrest a solo from it, and in fact, with such happy result, that now the flute belongs to the first solo instruments of the world. The tone of the instrument is so companionable,
the tone
so
of this
delightfully instrument. Talkative,
it's delightfully
so
talkative,
attuned for every pure soul, that until the day of judgment, the flute can never be dispensed with. Assumes all roles. It accompanies martial music with manly dignity. It is heard majestically in church. It sustains the opera. It reasons with wisdom in the concert hall.
Mr. Wisdom? Do you really think we should be doing this?
Gives a swing to the dance. And fulfills every requirement. It is like the violet hidden in the grass, perfuming the meadow, but does not reveal itself among the flowers which beautify the surroundings. It is the end.
Our first tune is The Dance of the Blessed Spirits by Christoph Wilhelm, I guess, W. von Gluck.
It's Willibald.
Willibald, is it? Well, I blew that one. Willibald.
Thank you.
is Lifting by Carl Nielsen. This is actually music that he wrote for a play. You could just play them right in a row. Right? First, a piece called Peace by Gabriel Fauré. And then from Deux Esquisses, two sketches by Philippe Gobert, who was a flutist of the 19th century. And this is called the second piece that we'll play by Gobert is called Oriental, which is representative of a certain fad at the time. All these I was going to ask Peter a question, but
where is it?
When were all the artists influenced by the Japanese prints?
Right, just before Impressionism. Realism, okay. 1870s.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about the time that this was written, and it has a sort of an Oriental flavor, or at least
thank
as
you.
Much as... Thank you, Peter. At least as much Oriental flavor as Gobert could muster, but it's a very nice piece. So first, Peace by Fauré, and then Oriental by Gobert.
Thank you.
First movement from a piece entitled The Garden of Adonis by Alan Hovannis. I've never done that before. The title is based on a canto from The Faery Queen by Edmund Spenser, 1552 to 1599, describing a garden of rebirth or reincarnation where souls appear as flowers.
Would somebody like to turn pages on this one?
It's real short.
Alan Hovannis lives in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
we have The Sally Gardens by Benjamin Britten. Well, it's an old English, Irish, Scottish folk song. But this is Benjamin Britten's arrangement. It's too bad we didn't make a whole bunch of copies and give them out, and then everybody could sing the words the last time through.